Many people attribute their very own hatred towards women as unto the Most Highs, and they have so much proof. Let's talk about it right after this. Peace, Truth Tribe. Hold up. What's going on with my boy? Why the internet acting crazy? Peace, Truth Tribe. If you are already a part of the tribe, be a Truth Tribe public or Truth Tribe private. If you are not a part of the tribe, welcome. I am writer, author, and counselor, Coach Zara. They like to call me Coach Zara, helping you remember that love doesn't lie or expect you to live one. Why? Because we are not to be a fool for love. Nope. Love is wisdom, and that wisdom is so very healing. So over here, we do not love toxic people the same way we do healthy people. If you agree with that, consider joining Truth Tribe. You can visit zarahairston.com/truthtribeconnect, or you can look in the video description for the link. Now, listen, my last live titled I Left My Husband sparked some crazy comments, y'all. I was talking to my husband about it. I'm like, what's wrong with people? Like, people crazy. One thing it showed me, though, is that the hatred towards women is alive and well. Especially from people who claim to know the Most High and be in right relationship with Him. I'm like, how do you have so much hatred towards a person with certain body parts? Because they got them body parts. And then the same sentence, talk about your right standing with the Most High. That is absolutely insane. And so I heard some things like, this is exactly why women just need to shut up and be the help. Of course, I didn't let these comments through, and some of these people got blocked. Sometimes I won't always block people if they say something negative. I'll try to give them a chance or two. But then other times, if I just discern a demonic spirit or a nasty spirit or a bitter spirit or a darkness or just, I mean, some people are really like really disturbed out here. So if I discern that based on the language they're using, they're cursing me out, I'll block people like that. I ain't got no time for that. But if you just having a negative day, you know, we'll see where it go. We'll see what you do the next video. And if you keep doing it, you'll get blocked. But some of the things, the sentiments, these weren't the exact words because I don't like to let people like let comments like that sit in my mind. When I start reading, I see where you're going, delete, block. Hey, do I got time? But the sentiments were, this is just why, meaning this video you're doing, this is the reason why women need to just shut up and be the help. And they're saying help as if it's such a degrading, low, down on the bottom type of thing. Help is divine, but okay, we'll get into that. Some other comments were the sentiments. It was Eve's fault for Adam even sinning. More proof that that is why women need to shut up. If we listen to women, if men listen to women, they get in trouble. Women like you. Some other sentiments were, we even gonna go there. the grandma's is hurt. I'm just saying. And so this is why, part of the reason why I say you two can be really toxic, because you're opening yourself up to find people who align with the truth that you believe about love and emotional wellness, right? But then because there aren't really any gates, it can let anybody into your channel. And so these things can come in. And in my real life, your girl love a boundary, okay? So in my real life, I have boundaries set with certain people to preserve my sanity, to help me maintain my self-care. But in YouTube world, you kind of signing up for people to just say these crazy things and speak these things into your life. And you got to really have a tough skin, for one, especially if your platform is growing and the audience is growing. When my platform was a little bit smaller, like 100 subscribers, it wasn't as difficult. But now I think I'm at 4,000. So as it grows, there are growing pains with that. And people say some really disgusting things. So I'm sitting with the Most High about my last live. And I already knew crazy stuff was going to come because people hate women, especially in religion, especially in the church, especially in Black Hebrew Israelite communities. I mean, anywhere you look, it's people that hate women. They teach these things about women, that they are to be controlled, that they are to be dominated over, that they are just property, that they are just here for sexual needs. I mean, you name it, it's out there. This is one of the many reasons why I don't subscribe to any religion. This is my personal choice. If you subscribe to one, as long as you can respect my boundaries here, and you got good energy, you are welcome. You know, you believe what you want to believe. I ain't out here trying to control what people think. At the same time, I have the right to express my belief as well. So I don't subscribe to any religion. Used to, but don't anymore. And maybe one day I'll do a live about why that is. It came after a lot of experience. It came after a lot of research. I'm not saying that all religions are terrible and bad. I'm just saying that based on the things that I've learned and found out about them, most of them are very harmful to the emotional wellness of people. And I think that without healthy emotions, you're going to have a very unhealthy spiritual life. And because so many different religions teach counter to that, most people that I come in contact with hate themselves. They have a lot of hatred in their heart and don't even realize it. And they're calling it submission to the Most High or sacrifice or service or servanthood. And it's, you hate yourself. You know, you won't take the time to love yourself, care, nurture for yourself. The scripture talks about, you know, one that I hear a lot is, you know, the scripture teaches for us to not think of ourselves. And I'm like, no, it says not to think more highly of yourself than you ought. It doesn't say not to think about yourself. How could you not think about yourself and not starve yourself to death at the same time? Like, you have to think about yourself. You have to care about yourself. But the Most High is like, think about yourself in the right way. And I think the more you come to clarify your purpose, the more you come to value who you are in him and you know what you were even designed for, there's a certain confidence, divine confidence that exudes from your life. So it's pretty hard for people to tell you who you are or to treat you like a doormat or to control you or to dominate you. If someone's controlling you and dominating you and ruling over you and, you know, treating you like you're less than, it's usually in most cases because you are allowing that, because we teach people how to treat us. And too many people use scripture as proof for abuse. It's insane. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about this whole, you know, proof that the Most High hates women. And I want to read an excerpt from a book that I read a while ago that hits on some of these points. Because I want to talk with y'all a little bit through some of the reasons that people are giving for why women need to, quote unquote, shut up, quote unquote, be the help. And there's a negative connotation to help, as if help is not divine. It's crazy. I'm gonna read y'all this excerpt. If you haven't heard this before, you're gonna be like, wow, that's a way to look at it. And it was inspired by some of the negativity about my last video. Y'all, did you know some people came out the woodworks, right? And pretty much were told on themselves that they were like, you know, I'm glad Eshawn ain't with you no more. Did you watch the whole video? You just told on yourself and you ain't realize we still together. We ain't breaking up. Like, you know what I'm saying? You had to watch the whole video. But y'all so TikTok out here, meaning social media is training people to have a limited attention span. So if you see a video with a longer count of time, people automatically zone out. They can't even hold on like 10, 20 minutes, you know, because it is TikTok mindset where it's these short clips of everything in life. And you really miss out on information. You assume, you speak too soon. Like, some people really left comments on my channel. I'm like, thanks for letting me know. The spirit had told on you before, but I'm glad you confirmed it in my comment section. I got screenshots in case you say you didn't say that. So yeah, you need to watch the fullness of a thing before you assume. So I want to read you some excerpts. And again, I don't subscribe to any religion anymore, but this book was Christian-based. I read all kinds of books. I don't just limit myself to like how I think. I read all kinds of books because, you know, some information is really valuable. So I'll tell you the book when I read the excerpts, but just know if you want to read the book, because I know some of my audience, they're not Christians. They don't subscribe to that way of belief. And some of them even believe they shouldn't read content from other quote unquote nations or people from a different culture than they are. But I read books, so I'm gonna tell you who the name of the author is and what the book is, you know, after I read these excerpts. But listen to this, y'all. I wanted to talk to y'all about this. It says, of the 21 times the Hebrew word for helper is used in the Old Testament, twice it refers to the woman, and 16 times it refers to the Most High Yah. Now, the book says God or Lord, but I don't use those terms. My personal preference, I got a video somewhere about why I do that, to each his own. But I'm going to change it just out of respect for my understanding of the Most High valuing his name. So I don't use certain terms. But it says that when it comes to help, it's in the Old Testament, it appears 16 times, but only two of those times that is mentioned is about women. So why do we always subject women as the help? Like, you just the help, sit down, be quiet. It's like a negative connotation. Like when slavery was out, there's even a movie called The Help. Like, you're treated like, you the help, shut up, go clean something, go cook something, go fix something, shut up. You don't have a voice. You don't have a, You don't have a role here. But in the Old Testament, when it talks about help, the Hebrew word for helper, it's listed 16 times, and only two times it refers to as a woman. I'm sorry, not 16 times, 21 times. And only two of those times it refers to a woman. 16 times it refers to who? The Most High Yah. Especially in his help in the fight against enemies. I want y'all to listen to this out here, especially if you married. If you a husband, much respect to husbands. There were a number of husbands who watched my last video, and they were like, one person left a comment and was like, you talked about people saying that you needed to submit as a wife, but you weren't the one with the submission issue. It was your husband. I said, you better be a whole full man. So if you're married, see, a lot of husbands out here, because of the way they think about the woman, a righteous woman who loves the Most High and respects the Most High, but because of the way you think about women, you're killing yourself. You exposing yourself to the enemy. You setting yourself up for failure. Because this book highlights something. These are just my notes. I'm not going to read full pages. I'm just reading you my notes that I took when I read the book. It says it refers to the Most High Yah 16 times out of the 21 times helper is referred to Yah. It's describing Yah. Only two of those times it's describing women. So being a helper, if Yah is described this way, this many times, being a helper must be a pretty powerful thing. So it says, especially in the Most High's help in the fight against enemies. How many of y'all know, if you a wise husband, know it was because of the wisdom of your wife that the fight against enemies was lighter than it could have been, because she picked up on something about somebody that you didn't pick up in your spirit, but she picked it up. So when it refers to the Most High as a helper, it is often describing his help in the fight against enemies. For example, in Psalm 33:20, it says, our soul waits for the Most High Yah. He is our help and our shield. So, you know, the man is a protector and a provider, right? But there's an attribute in the helper that is also protection. Wait for it. Obviously, the word helper does not indicate a lower status or class, inferiority, or subordination. In fact, the word translated helper never means that. Never. Where we out here getting this from about women? And the proof that a lot of people have based on Eve eating the apple, the fruit. We're going to get to that. Never means that. On the contrary, the word helper implies a deficiency in those being helped. Did you hear that? On the contrary, the word helper implies a what? Deficiency in who? Those being helped. That's why you need help. If they didn't need help, they wouldn't need a helper. Another thing I highlighted from this book, it says, the only helper fit for him was a woman. She alone corresponds to his nature, far from inferior. She is his equal. Another highlight that I highlighted in this book says, there was found a helper fit for him, Genesis 2:20. Animals are helpful, but they are not helpers. Helper is an exalted status, a place of what? Honor. And we've been talking about in Healing Pain with Proverbs, I talked about honor and how the Most High shares his glory. You see what I'm talking about? A lot of religion is teaching us wrong. So we out here messing up relationships in emotional wellness over it. It's an exalted status, a place of honor. Otherwise, the Most High wouldn't be called a helper that the woman is designed after. Okay. Another highlight that I have here says, the woman is not an animal to be subdued, domesticated, used, or ruled over. Like the Most High's absence, her absence is not good. Her absence is not good. Like the Most High's, her help is crucial. As it is without the Most High, the good life is impossible without her presence. Because the Most High designed it that way. I ain't say it. You can have a life. You can have a life. But a good one is impossible without her presence. Another few things that I highlighted. Adam's sin was not that he listened to the voice of a woman. So I had a few people with this sentiment that it is because women listen to men. I'm sorry. It is because men listen to women that they fall into temptation, that they fall into sin, that they mess their lives up. It is because of women. Not a behavior, not a trait, not a stronghold, not a spirit, a sex, a person. As if a person of the other sex doesn't carry the same traits that can deceive you, that can trick you, that can lead you astray, that can lead you into temptation. I know plenty of men before my husband that led me into temptation. My husband was one of them, you know, before we got it together. These traits are not reserved for a sex. They are inhumanity. Let me get back to the excerpt. Adam's sin was not that he listened to the voice of a woman. Y'all, is so many men out here saying they can't listen to their wives over how they perceive the story of the garden with Adam and Kua, or some call Eve. His sin was that he listened to the voice of his wife and ate from the tree of which the Most High Yah commanded, you shall not eat of it. That is, his sin was not in hearing her, but in listening as she invited him to sin and then choosing to disobey. So the sin was not listening to a woman. The sin was listening to a voice that disagrees with what the Most High told you, no matter who it is. It could be a grandmother. It could be a mother. It could be a father. It could be a sister. It could be a brother. It could be whoever. It don't matter who they are and what sex they are. If they are telling you something contrary to what the Most High told you to do, and it disagrees with what he said, and they come out of their mouth and they say something in line with what agrees with the enemy instead of what agrees with the Most High, that is the sin. We're not even supposed to entertain or listen to that. And then choose to disobey. Neither Genesis 3 nor the rest of scripture put heightened blame on the woman. Scripture don't do that. People do that. If anything, they land more severely on the man than on the woman, if you're paying attention. Another thing I highlighted from this book, because again, I'm not reading it in order. These are just my highlights. Neither Genesis 3, I'll say it again, nor the rest of scripture put heightened blame on the woman. I got proof that God hates women. Read it in the Garden of Eden. I'm sorry, but Genesis 3 or the rest of scripture don't never put heightened blame on a woman. If anything, they land more severely on the man than on the woman, if you read it right and you can see it. I'll continue. He questions Adam first, the Most High, that is. This is a sign of Adam's special responsibility as head of humanity. When outlining the consequences for sin, the Most High is more severe with the man than with the woman. The Most High Yah speaks four lines of poetry to the woman in verse 16. He speaks 14 when addressing the man in verse 17 through 19. And 10 with the serpent in verse 14 through 15. He uses the word curse with the serpent and the man, but not with the woman. The Most High begins his address to the serpent and the man with because. The man and the serpent each have done something deserving of a consequence. But to the woman, he does not use because. He simply states what will happen to her. This gives the impression that the Most High punishes the serpent and the man for their actions in particular. But the woman is receiving the consequences, as part of sin entering the world through Adam. Go read it. Because when you're like, no, that ain't it. See, you've been taught the wrong way so long, you couldn't see it. This is why we need to be careful, because somebody teaches us and tell us what something's saying instead of us going for it, going to look for ourselves, asking the Holy Spirit to give us understanding. When I teach Bible to my children or my bad, y'all. I've been having internet issues today. I hope we good and we're back. One of the first things that I tell people when you're doing a Bible study is to petition the Most High. Do I have to change my signal? Why is this so low? Hold on, y'all. Give me 1 minute. The internet been acting crazy today. I think it's coming back. It's a petition of the Most High asking the Holy Spirit to be with you as you read, because we have a number of translations, which is why in my Bible study guide, I encourage you to look at three different translations. You'll see right there, there's a lot of things that seem like they contradict one another, because why does it say this in one version and then it says this in another version? And I know when I first started reading the Bible years ago, it wasn't as many translations as it is now. Now, oh my gosh, it's like a few hundred translations. So I was like, whoa, we got this many translations out here? Like, why can't it just say what it said? But we have so many translations. So I tell people, when you read scripture, don't read it with a preconceived notion of what somebody else told you about a thing. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you, because they lying out here and they using the word to lie. You can pretty much make the Bible say whatever you want it to, if you have that kind of a spirit. There are people who use scripture to abuse women. There are people who use scripture to condone certain types of marriages. There are people who use scripture to condone pedophilia. There are people who use scripture to condone all kinds of things. Like, they make it say whatever they want it to say. This is why we have to read it with the Holy Spirit, because human interpretation can walk away with a perception that is not true. So I'm saying these things, and some of y'all might be like, wait, huh? It did. It said that it do. That shows you right there. Wow. I've been brainwashed to think a certain way about a stigma that the world wants me to believe, so that this hatred can perpetuate and divide our families and break us up and have people happy about this. But anyway, the next thing I highlighted, the scripture talks about how the woman will continue to desire to be a helper to her husband. How many wives and women out there, I want to help you. And how many of us feel like he won't let me help him though? He act like he don't need my help. You know why? Well, we're going to talk about it in a minute, but I know too many wives. I used to be one. Like, my whole design is to help you. Like, bruh, before I want to publish any of these books back here, before I even want to be a mom and have babies to become that way, Before I want to do help other people, I want to help you. I have a strong desire. Women, we're pre-built with a strong desire to help our husband. We built that way. That's our design, especially if you love the Most High and you're righteous, right? So there's so many women out here who want to really help their husband, but he won't listen and he won't let you help. And you feel miserable. You know why? Because you're designed to do something that he won't allow you to do. And that feels like misery. That feels like torture. And then people are teaching. Yah even hates women. See what happened with Eve in the garden? And they're using these scriptures to like perpetuate these demonic ideologies. And meanwhile, the woman just sitting there suffering. That's why we really, really need to be careful. We really need to be careful just receiving information. The Most High wants us to test the spirits, discern them. Because if they perpetuate in a hate towards someone, I'm sorry, what? Based off of what? Of what a woman did way back when she ate a piece of fruit? That's where all of this is coming from? I'm sorry, if you really just sit and think, just sit and think about how logical is that? So every single woman has the nature of a temptress or deceiver or whatever off of one person way back when. So we all like that? Oh, so we supposed to dismiss every other woman in scripture, full of wisdom, righteousness, some that were judges, some that saved kingdoms and people. We just dismiss all of them and just pay attention to that one. Okay. Where if we really look at the story, we see it from a right perspective. So the woman will continue to desire to be a helper to her husband. She desires to fill the earth and exercise dominion with him, but her desire to fulfill the creation mandate will meet with frustration. He will, quote, rule her, referring to a sinful and harsh rule. And in the next section, it was talking about how subduing and exercising dominion is a responsibility that they were supposed to exercise together. Like the Most High was like, I want y'all to do this together, not one over the other. And that's what this section was about when I highlighted that. I'll continue with my highlights. The woman will continue to have a right desire for her husband, a right desire to be a helper fit for him. He will not cooperate with this. However, quote, but he shall rule over you. Instead of ruling with his helper, he will rule his helper. Such mistreatment and abuse of women is plain as Genesis unfolds. If the first sin was the eating of forbidden fruit, then the second sin was the abuse of women. I'm just going to stop right there with that. I got proof that the Most High hates women. That's how a lot of people think. He hates y'all. He made you. He designed you. He said you were made in his image. He was not designed by Adam. She was not designed by Adam. She came from Adam, but designed by Yah. All of these beautiful things, but he hate her. All of these beautiful things about her, but it's her fault. The fall of humanity is all on her shoulders. It's all her fault. And this is why people are told they should never listen to women. When most women are full of wisdom. I'm talking about full of wisdom. They can see blind spots that a man can often miss. And a lot of men and husbands especially, they forfeit it totally. Because in the back of their mind, since they were young, they being taught this way about a woman. So then they get married and the high of sexual attraction or whatever goes away and you got to do real life and real marriage and real relationship. And you find out that you can't because he hates you because he been taught to hate you. Why? Not because you a sinner. Why? Not because you aren't righteous. Why? Not because you, you know, just this wicked person, just because you're a woman. That's it. That's the criteria to not listen to you. You're a woman. If we really sit and think about how foolish that sounds, like how illogical that sounds, many of our homes would be saved from this false idea. I'm not saying every woman is righteous. I'm not saying every woman has wisdom. Just like I tell you in Healing Pain with Proverbs, every wise person, every old person is not wise. Person, elderly person is wise. It's saying you're supposed to be wise by the time you hit a certain age. If you're not, it's a disgrace to the Most High. It's an absolute disgrace. So I'm not saying that every woman is wise. Every woman should be listened to. Every woman, you know, is even righteous. Some women are not righteous. Some women, you should not listen to them. I'm just saying. But if we say that this idea is for all women, I'm sorry, you being led of another spirit, because the Most High don't think like that. So the main points of proof that I've heard from people about why they say there is proof that the Most High hates women is really the main things are those two things. Is all on Eve. We're gonna just scrub every other woman out of history that has, you know, done awesome, righteous things, powerful things in the name of Yahweh. We're gonna scrub them all out. We just gonna focus on what? But okay. And then you're focusing on her the wrong way. But okay. So that's one of the main ones. And then the other one is that she's supposed to just help. And help is supposed to shut up. But when we look at help, the Most High is described as a helper. So then how are we looking down on that? I'm sorry. The name of the book is called Worthy, Celebrating the Value of Women. I read it a little while ago and it was just an awesome read. It is by Elise Fitzpatrick and Eric Shoemaker. And I'll leave the link in the description of this video if you want to go and check that book out. I think if you're a woman, it's an awesome read. Again, there are some things I don't necessarily believe from a doctrinal standpoint as far as religion goes. But as far as things about women in that book, it highlights things that I think we often don't recognize or realize. So I think it's an awesome book if you are a woman. And if you're a man, it'll show you that, whoa, I've been taught all wrong about this. So it would be an awesome read for couples, women especially, but I won't even say especially because a lot of men need to know this. And that's the co-writer is a man. But couples, if you married, man, let's break this stronghold of how we view each other in relationship. Some of the comments I got on my last video, some of the nasty things people said that I just didn't let through was just like, whoa, you really hate women. Some of them say that. Others, they don't. No, I don't. Bro, you do. And even some women show that they hate themselves because of this certain understanding. I'm gonna get in the comments and talk a little bit about it with y'all. I want to see what y'all think about this. I'll be right back after this.
Those thoughts are way too heavy to carry in your mind. Put it in a journal like this one. I made it so easy for you to do. You can release your true feelings, resolve negative defeatist thinking, and talk to the Most High in the section for daily petition. Congratulations on making your self-care a priority with this purchase of my Truth Tribe Daily Journal, helping you maintain your self-care in 3 simple steps.
Alright, y'all, before I forget, I want to thank a very special part of Truth Tribe, and that is Truth Tribe patrons who help me make free content including videos, exercises, worksheets, resources. I mean, you name it, just like this live as one of those resources you are watching right now. I truly appreciate your support, Truth Tribe patrons, and I am so sure those who benefit from your giving appreciate it too. If you are watching this and that is true for you, and you've been blessed by my content in one way or another, please show it by liking and sharing this video. It costs you absolutely nothing to like and share this video, and it is so valuable, even though it costs you nothing, because it can really help someone who doesn't even know the beauty, the benefit of emotional wellness through self-care and the caring of your soul, valuing who you are as a person. We're talking about women right now, but just as a person. Some of us are so religious, we don't realize we hate ourselves. And all through scripture, you will see the importance of emotional wellness. The Most High is talking about, like, yo, you need to love people in front of you if you're going to be able to claim that you know and love me. If you can't do that, you don't really know me. But how are we going to do that if emotionally we're unwell? We depressed, we got anxiety, we got all kind of issues with, you know, our mouth, calling people names, abusing people verbally. If we're treating people like a rug or a doormat just off of their body parts, how are we going to live up to that? And then the Messiah even talks about this commandment of loving one another. So that's how people will know you belong to me. You want to live all these other lists of laws and things. If you follow that one, you can hit them all. But you can't hit none of them because you don't even know how to love people right. Because you wounded or you traumatized or you broken. Beating up on your wife, whether it's physically or emotionally with your mouth or your actions or your attitudes. Releasing the enemy into your home, hindering the prayers that your home needs, the petitions that your home needs answered. Why? Because the Most High communicates in scripture how the petition of a man could be hindered based on how he treats his wife. So this emotional wellness thing is really important. And we get there through self-care. Let me care about myself and my soul enough. Not more high, thinking more highly than you ought to of yourself, but thinking of yourself, consider yourself. What do I need to heal in me? What mindset or perception do I have about marriage or being a wife or being a husband or being a father or being a mother or being whatever that is hindering me showing what the Most High says is really important, which is you need to be right with the people, the healthy, righteous people around you, if you want to be right with me. We've seen forgiveness all wrong. I'm working on that. Because people, you know, you I got to forgive them for beating me and doing all this stuff or I won't be forgiven. Okay, we're looking at some things a little wrong. I'm working on some stuff, but it's a lot going on in the background sometimes. And then these little attacks, these little sneak attacks that pop up because of what I'm doing, be distracting me sometime, but I'm working on it. But it's really, really important. All right, let's look at some comments and then I'll be out of here. This is a little nice little short one. About to be out of here. You know, the internet is acting funky today. Hold on. Give me one moment. I gotta scroll up to the top. Okay. Latasha Turk. Peace, everyone. I hope all is well and that we get to see this live in the Messiah's name. Zara, your hair always look cute, but really cute today. Love the silk press. Thank you. You know, I did it myself. I'm going to save you some coins if I can, you know. And I had to cut 2 inches off. I was so mad. I had to cut 2 inches off. I was just like, why? Anybody, any other women out there that have natural hair? Why are you doing this to me? And dead ends? Why are you doing this? Because the top is supposed to move like this, but then the bottom, you want to try to be stuck. Why? Yeah, that's that natural hair stuff. Peace, Dominique Newkirk. Thanks for joining us. Peace, Andriana. Elise, I just saw a comment from you the other day. I was like, hey, you. I miss seeing your face. Aw. Zara, you are so darn beautiful inside and out. Thank you. You know, something changes when I straighten my hair. My son goes, Mom, you look like you're 20 in real life. But on camera, you look more in your 30s. Even though I'm in my 40s. I said, do I say thank you to that or nah? Like, was that light shade that my son just threw at me? He's young. He don't. He's sweet. But I thought that was funny. Latasha Turk. Same here. I found that the religion I grew up on was majority of lies. When I sought after y'all for myself, I had to learn, unlearn, and release some things. Oh my gosh, that unlearning part. I can't tell you how much I had to unlearn to complete certain parts of my healing. It's like I couldn't heal without releasing what I thought was true. Even though it had been shoved down my throat as truth, I'll start feeling guilty. Like I'm gonna go to hell believing this way. It is only Yah's love that was like, no, nah, boo, you've been enslaved in your mind. No, this is what's true. This is why you read my word with me. Not with all these. I'm not saying that teachers are not useful and resourceful because I'm a teacher, but none above the teaching of the Holy Spirit, you know? And even that, sometimes people think it's the Holy Spirit and it ain't, it's you. But we need wisdom and discernment from the Most High. Elionai Bat Yisrael. Peace, Truth Tribe. Peace. Yes. She also says, help is a spiritual gift as well. Listen, the way we look at help, people don't really understand. You better value that asset you got in your home if your wife is full of the Most High. If she ain't full of the Most High, then she full of another spirit. And that's a different thing. But if she know the Most High, and she loves him. And sometimes if she's been with a man or a husband who's emotionally abused her for so long, she will be much different than how she was designed. I did a video, they call it reactive abuse, but I don't like to call it that because it's pretty much making the person being abused turned into an abuser, which does happen. But I like to say a reactive response. Sometimes the woman's response, like how she's behaving, is not really who she is what the emotional abuse has done to her. It's her being ruled over that has created her behaving this way. And so, you know, you can fix it and you can correct that and help her by loving her right. And then you'll see a different version. And that help, that powerful help that even the Most High is described as. Listen, she was... Go back and look at the beginning of this video, what I talked about help. That's a characteristic of the Most High. And he's attributing that as the nature of a woman. If I had time to go into all of it, I don't. That's why I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes when I do lives and I get off, I'm like, man, I wish I could have hit this. I wish I could have hit that. You know, sometimes I'm like, dang, I said that word wrong. I didn't mean to say that. Or... because there's so many things going on in my mind. I'm looking at this board. I'm looking at if my admin is going to say something to me. I'm hearing my children in the background. It's somebody else. It's a lot of moving parts. So it's hard for me to totally focus during a live broadcast. So sometimes I'll go back. And then what I'll just say is the Most High Yah. It to the Most High Yah is I ask that your Holy Spirit will interpret what I said in the way that the people that listen can receive it. Cause it's only him, you know, I can only do but so much, but, sometimes there is a temptation to just be like, oh, I wish I could fix that. Or I wish I could go da 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 da. Cause you know, I'm human. Sometimes I make mistakes or I say, you know, say something I wish I would have said different or better. But that's the nature of doing alive. But the Holy Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh is a great interpreter, is a great teacher. Oh my gosh. So yeah. Kyene Rogers, because Adam got the warning first. I'm just saying. I'm trying not to go all the way into it, but I'm just saying. You knew what you were supposed to do, bruh. And to be honest, y'all, it's certain texts out there that confirm that a lot of scripture has been interpreted the wrong way. I'm just going to leave that there. But I'm just going to leave that there. Yes, Andriana. Adam had the right to say no because the Most High told him no first. Yeah. Ari Lynn. Peace, Ari Lynn. Thankful to the Most High. Finally caught alive. Oh, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. Yes, Andriana. That's true. Those that feel the woman is not important believe in society and religion more than the Most High. I can think of so many scriptures that say otherwise about women. Yeah, but that's the thing. People are going to see what they want to see, you know? So, yes, I was looking at this earlier. Adam threw Eve right under the bus. Listen, you're supposed to be her covering or her protection. You threw her under the bus, bro. Were you the one who didn't do what you were supposed to do? Isn't this how it is in life? Like, has anybody been in a relationship where you both know, have an understanding on what you need to do? Something happens, something goes down, and then the husband is like, it's you, it's your fault. And it's like, wait, hold up, what? Like, that's where we're going to go? We're not going to try to fix this. We're just going to go right to the blame game. It's so many valuable lessons in that story, Mike. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's true too, which is crazy, especially since a man came from a woman. It's like a lot of men who hate women or people who hate women, they talk about you come from the man, so you under him, you less significant. But you came from a woman. Who was your mother? You came from her, right? So what? I think we focusing on the wrong thing. Like we, yeah. Elio Nye says healing season. Listen. Dang, you got limp too. Thank you. Don't get my daughter started, because my daughter would be like, Mom, please, I'm like, you have a mother who has mastered some things with natural hair, but she want to go to YouTube and believe them. I said, okay, when you ready, you can just come to me and I'll tell you. You want to keep trying all these products and have all these fails when I could tell you what to do. But you know, and now she like, no, Mom, I believe you now. I'm like, okay, this job. I am at the unlearning process now at 44. Listen, make sure the Holy Spirit is with you. Because some people leave out of a certain way of thinking. They go to another side and they don't even realize you just went backwards. You just changed your belief and you went to a different extreme doing the same thing. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. All right, y'all, let me get out of here because it's late. I hope this live was a blessing to you. If you want to know the next time that I'm going to go live, you can look in the description of this video for my personal invitation to my public Telegram group. And I'll let you know, just like I let those know before this live. I often will have lives scheduled. They rarely ever happen at the time they're scheduled until like right around the time I'm about to go live because my schedule changes. But I like to get them out of my head. So the best way to know the actual date and time would be getting in the public Telegram group so that you can get that information. If you found this live helpful, please leave a comment if you're watching the playback and let me know. And yeah, I think that's about it. Healing pain with Proverbs, y'all. Y'all love healing pain with Proverbs. Y'all really love, a lot of y'all love healing pain with Proverbs. It's coming. I'm going to do the next one, which I think is 23 soon. The reason why I can do lives like this is because it's a lot less preparation. Like, I'll make my little notes or whatever. But with Healing Pain with Proverbs, I got to go get all the verses. I got to create the document so that I can show them on the screen. And then I have to sit with the verses a little bit. I never want to just go and treat the Most High's word with his spirit. Apart from his spirit, it ain't much. But with his spirit, I need to just sit with that same spirit before I just get up here and start speaking. And talking about this today is a little different. But with Healing Pain Powers, I got to sit with the verses. And a lot of times if my schedule has been busy or I'm working with people in the background or just whatever is going on in my life, it's hard for me to get that amount of quiet because we talking like 32, 36 verses often. It's an average of like 32 verses. That's a lot of verses. And apparently I'm not studying every single verse. I will be studying forever. But I do like to sit with them, meditate on it. I listen to the Most High. I ask him to give me some wisdom, some insight on it. And then I take my notes and then I just read you my notes. That's how Healing Pain with Proverbs goes. It's not a Bible study. I sit with Yah. I ask for some insight. I take notes for each line and then I just read you my notes. That's all I do. Okay. Well, that ain't all I do, but as far as the quietness in it, it's also a pressing. Like sometimes I have a hard time understanding how some people say they are hearing a new word from the Most High, like multiple times in a day. I'm like, how? It's so hard for me to just get like one as far as something to give away to other people. Yah talks to me myself all day long. He's constantly convicting me, showing me things. But when it comes to giving something to somebody else, even in scripture, I don't see Yah talking that much. Cause it's a real pressing to really get into that place often to hear him like that. And so sometimes with Healing Pain with Proverbs, we talk about healing pain with Proverbs. I want to really sit with that. So I never want to rush into that. I will never schedule a live for that type of live. And I ain't sat with that. That's you playing. I don't do that. And so lately my schedule has been kind of packed with teaching in the background, working with a few people one-on-one. It's just been my brain and my soul has been full because I try to give my whole self when I'm doing something and it takes a bit for me to decompress from that. But soon enough, I should be able to sit with Proverbs 23 and then we could get back to it. And then I wanted to share with y'all, I have another idea of something I've come up with too, because a lot of people really enjoy my Bible study guide hearing. And some people have talked about how it's like changed their lives. I'm like, wow, really? This is from, I don't know how many years, I don't know, maybe 10, 11, 12 years of me trying to figure out how to study the Bible for myself, like a personal study. And it's changed so much over the years. And one day I felt like I got it. Like, this is the thing that helps me really make sense on a personal level for my own soul. And then I created a document out of it. And so people have been really helped with that. And I also have a video going through the steps on my YouTube channel, but I've been thinking about doing maybe once a month, a Zoom Bible study with people who want to use my Bible study guide and just having a scripture and going through it and talking about it. Of course it wouldn't just be open to the public. You would have to register. It would be free, of course, cause I would never charge for something like a Bible study. That's a little crazy. But you have to register just so that we can do things in decency and order. The Most High is one of order and, not chaos. And so sometimes if you don't have any kind of structure, it could get a little chaotic. So you would have to register so that we could just keep the order and the decency going, and have a record of, you know, who's there and who's not and that kind of thing. And so that would take a little bit of work on the back end, just me creating the page for people to register, figuring out on my calendar how that will work, setting all the links up. It's so much work, you know? But I'm thinking about that. If that's something that you would be interested in, let me know in the chat or let me know, leave a comment to the playback. Cause I'm really thinking about doing that. I've really been sitting with the Most High on that. I was talking to my husband the other day, and it's something that he said that kind of made me think of doing that. And so I've been thinking about that. I've been trying to think about how to meet that idea in a way that won't be a burden to me, that won't be so much work for me that I can't upkeep it. Cause it's a lot of work already, you know, on my plate with certain things. So I want to do it, but I want to make sure that it's done in a way that is decent, orderly, but still impactful, beneficial to people. So I'm really thinking about that. So if you love healing pain with Proverbs, I think this would be like actually having a dialogue about things and using the guide that I have to answer certain questions. And I do my Bible study guide in my own home. And whenever we use it, the insight that each person in our home has is like, yo, I didn't even see that. It's such beauty in the community of it. It's awesome to do it alone with you and Yah and just nurturing your relationship with him and sharpening, I won't say sharpening, I'll say, cause sharpening too, but I'll say nurturing your wellness. But when you add the community aspect on top of that, like when I do my Bible study with other people, I'm so amazed at the insight that I walk away with. I'm like, yo, the Most High showed you something that he ain't show me. I did not see that. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to kind of bring that to Truth Tribe. But it's some crazy people out here. And it's some people that don't know how to respect boundaries. And it's some disrespectful people out here. And I talked about it on one of my lives about how people would be in the end times and just the, it's this great time of distress. I ain't trying to be stressed out because I don't got time. So I'm also trying to think about a way to just weed people out who are too religious. Like they up in here and they want to start telling everybody what they got to do and how they got to do it. I don't have time for that. I've had the religious people leave comments on my post, my poll that I do. Cause I started sending out a poll about the self-care and keeping the Sabbath. I love keeping the Sabbath. It's so genius. It's such a genius of an idea, you know, for the Most High to just implement this. But then people were leaving comments like, first of all, the Sabbath ain't even on that day. You got to go by this calendar. I'm like, you missed the whole entire point. People are actually starting to learn to rest and keep the Sabbath. If you look at those polls, there was a time where the percentage of people that were taking the time to rest was really low. And now it's really a lot higher. And that was the point. Learn it for yourself. We don't have to complicate the Sabbath. It's a day of rest. We don't have to complicate it that much. If you want to complicate it and that's rest for you, to each his own. But over here at True Tribe, we don't complicate it. We don't tell people when to keep it. If you want to keep it on another, that is your business. But over here, I keep it Friday at sunset to Saturday at sunset. If you go by another calendar, great for you. But don't come over here telling everybody else what they need to do. Let the Most High be the Holy Spirit be their teacher, be their guide. Let them grow from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Everybody's at different levels. I don't believe it's My bad, y'all. My internet is tripping today. I've been having issues with some of my one-on-one appointments and everything. I don't know what is going on. I'm going to have to get them a call again. My bad. I mean, well, not my bad because I ain't do it. But my bad for y'all. But yeah, you know, I get a lot of religious comments that try to complicate such simple matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just miss the point of it. And so I don't believe it's my job to police people in a way, well, to police people, period. I think, you know, police are necessary and they serve a purpose and a role, but not if it means that it's like you have to do this on this day and this way, you have to dress this way, you have to look this way, or you're not. It's just, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. So at Truth Trial, we don't move like that. You know, we don't go in that way. We're going to have order. We're going to have decency. We have boundaries in place, but we're not going to like dictate your relationship with the Most High. Like, that's for you and him. Like, but we do have order in a sense where if I do this Bible study thing that I'm thinking about doing, this private thing, it won't be like a live or anything, or maybe it might be a live. I'll think about that. Cause then people can talk in the chat. I'm gonna think about that. That might be a option, but it won't be, like, we'll have order and structure and expectations, like, of what is allowed and what is not allowed. That's just order. We need order. But usually anything I do, I try to have like 3 to 5 expectations, and that's it. I don't like doing a whole bunch because nobody's even going to remember all that. That's too much. If you sign an agreement, yeah, I might put stuff in an agreement that's lengthier, because it's like a covenant that you're making. But as far as the day-to-day operations of something, I think it's a lot like in life, right? Listen, I'm from North Jersey, right? Growing up, I remember I had to study to get my driver's license. And the book was like pages and pages and pages. And I'm like, yo, how am I going to remember all this information so that I can drive? Like, my gosh, I took lessons from a driving school. And I took the test and I passed it on the first time and had my license, right? But I go back and I think about North Jersey. I have no idea what all the laws were in addition to that test that I passed as far as in the state. I couldn't tell you if I tried. And ain't no way I'm about to pick up the book about the legal system in New Jersey and read all that stuff. But I think that if you just have a desire to just respect yourself and others, having a respect for yourself first, which enables you to have a respect for others, you will meet pretty much all of those laws. You know, you just will, just having a respect and a consideration for others. And I think that that's often how the Most High deals with us. If you just get this first part right, it will take care of a lot of other things in your life and relationally. And I think sometimes we focus so much on having all this knowledge and information that we miss the whole point of relationship. So yeah, but anyway, if that's something that you will be interested in, I was reading a comment about healing pain with Proverbs. The Bible study guide, Ari Lynn, is in the description of this video. You got to scroll down. It's in there. But, if the Bible study with my guide is something you all will be interested in, let me know in the live chat or the comments for the playback. I think if it's, well, even if it wasn't a lot of people that were interested, if it's something the Most High wanted me to do, I would do it. But if there's an interest, we'll do it. Cause there's some things on my channel that I did, but it wasn't really an interest and it wasn't like the Most High was telling me to do it. So I kind of stopped doing some of those things just cause it's a waste of energy if it's not something that is of interest. But I think this one might be something of interest. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me. Leave a comment and let me know how this live blessed your life. And look in the description for a lot of useful information. And I will see you next time. Peace.
They always told me love's supposed to suffer long. I looked it up in the lexicon. It say that suffering actually means the act of being patient. Have I been patient with you? And who is to decide when long is long enough? And what do I do when I feel I've had enough? Is suffering the tolerance of every behavior?